For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. I'm here today with Caitlin and Jeremy Carlson, the founders of Crispy Cones. Thank you so much for meeting here with me today.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so excited to hear all about Crispy Cones because I am a big fan. It's so good and it's such a fun, sweet treat to have here in Rexburg. And I was wondering if you guys could start off by telling me about your journey with Crispy Cones, how it all began and the process of starting this business up.
So I was a freshman at BYU Idaho in 2018, and I basically wanted to bring back a famous European treat from the Czech Republic where I served my mission. And in 2018, I would go to school in the days, and then I'd go to St. Anthony where my aunt lives and practice this recipe and figure it out. And after a long time of dealing with that in the kitchen and figuring that out, we opened up out of a canopy tent on the side of the road on 2nd East, just selling the pastries themselves. And maybe it wasn't the best quality then because it was also out of a tent. But then the following year in 2019, we decided to grow and invest in a trailer that I designed in China. And we introduced gourmet soft serve ice cream. And so we combined the pastry and the ice cream, the two things together. And that year we quadrupled in sales, and then 2020 came around, the pandemic. BYUI sent all their kids home, you know, everyone was going home. But we actually increased in sales that year, and that's when me and Kate actually started dating. We were working together. She was actually my employee.
He had hired me to do the social media for Crispy Cones. And I guess technically in like 2019, he asked me if I wanted to just run their social media. And so I did that and had so much fun doing that. He didn't even pay me. I did it for free just because it was fun and he gave me free ice cream. And so then the next year, we started dating in 2020 and ended up getting married at the end of 2020.
That same year.
And so that whole year we were just working together nonstop, like planning our marketing strategies with Crispy Cones while also like planning a wedding.
Yeah. And then we got married, and then in 2021, we just kind of sat down together as a couple and we're like, okay, so do we want to focus on this business and scale it? It's going to be super hard as a young married couple. I had then transferred to the Huntsman School of Business at Utah State. So we were living in Logan, Utah. And we basically committed to each other that we wanted to grow it as much as it could go. And so we opened up a storefront in Logan, Utah. We had an opportunity there. And that had record-breaking sales in 2021. And then we decided, okay, we got to get rid of our trailer in Rexburg. Let's sell it and open up a storefront in Rexburg. And so we got lucky, found this spot, which was a miracle of its own. But we found this location. We convinced the landlord to let us go in and to open up our business there. And then in 2022, February, we had two full-time storefronts. So we had the Rexburg one and the Logan one.
Yeah, when we had the trailer, it was so iconic. Like, it was this retro kind of Airstream-looking trailer.
Everyone loved the trailer.
Everyone loved it. But we just, like, logistically sat down and we were like, how are we going to scale, like, just with our menu and our ice cream and everything in a trailer? And so we had to make the decision of, are we going to stay in trailers or go to storefronts? And so that's when we decided to sell the trailer and just move in storefronts. And it's been the biggest blessing for our
business. Some people are like, do you guys still have that trailer? I miss it. I'm like, girl, I just spent so much money on the storefront and you want that trailer back. But it was just so hard to produce the amount of cones we needed. So wait times were so long in the trailer. And now that we have a storefront, things are so much more smooth. So yeah. And then last year we applied for Shark Tank, and you can ask us questions on that, but yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And like you mentioned, Shark Tank is kind of the next step in your journey. Well, it's already happened, but we haven't seen it as the public.
Uh-huh.
But we're very excited as a community here in Rexburg to see where Crispy Cones is going to go. So how did you initially get an opportunity to work with Shark Tank?
So last year, January 2021, we were watching Shark Tank. We've always loved Shark Tank. Jeremy's watched it ever since he was a little boy and just is obsessed. And so last year, January 2021, we were watching it. And we just kind of thought, like, there is no difference between, like, us and those people that are on, of, like, they're bringing their businesses on there. We have the successful business, too. Like, why couldn't we be on that show as well?
Why can't we go on?
And so we just went on their website and applied. And
it was, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was, like, this super short application. And we were like, well, we're just going to apply, see what happens. If nothing happens, nothing happens. Like, but we'll just see. Like, what's the worst that could happen? So we applied, and then, like, a month or two later-ish, we got an email back from the producers of Shark Tank that wanted to move our application forward, and we were shocked.
Freaking out.
We were freaking out, because we did not think that that was even going to happen at all. And so we replied to the email, got everything moving forward more. They just kept moving our application forward into the next step. We had to do a video submission. And just worked with the producers for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, they moved us on to executive producers. They said they loved us. They loved the product. We had to figure out how to ship the product to them, which, I mean, how do you ship ice cream to them, you know, when you've never done that?
We had never done like delivery really or
So pushed
shipping,
us to figure
so
out
we became
shipping.
Really innovative that way.
We got really, really innovative. So we shipped them the stuff and they're like, this product is freaking amazing. It's nothing like we've ever had on the show before. And so we want you guys to come out and film in September. And we were like freaking out. We're like, oh my gosh.
You're like, is this real
and there
life?
There were like 50,000 plus applications. Like it is not, I mean, the likelihood of going on Shark Tank and pitching is so small because
even
there's
like
so
the likelihood
many people.
Of getting a response to your application, like,
oh
an
yeah.
Initial
like they just
email.
Want, yeah. And then, so they always would say, we don't know if you're for sure going to come out. Like, just we'll let you know. But we're thinking September. So we kind of had to keep our schedule open. And then 1 week we got our email and it was like our flight tickets to LA. And we were going to LA in 2 weeks. And we were like, holy crap. So we shipped all of our product there. We shipped the grills there. So the Rexburg store had half of what they usually have, you know? And, we can't really talk about some of the behind the scenes, but we went there and we pitched and it was a surreal out of body experience.
It was crazy because
it was
you
so
see
crazy.
The sharks on TV and
like Mark Cuban, you know,
they're just like these famous personnel that like you see that when you're there in front of them in real life, you're looking at them and they just look like dolls. You're like, are you even real?
They're like beautiful people like Mark Cuban. He looks amazing. Barbara looks beautiful. Lori Grind, like they look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like standing there in front of them on the carpet just was so surreal and just like made us feel like, oh my gosh, like we started from a literal tent on the side of the road in Rexburg, Idaho. And now we're in Los Angeles, California.
On the national stage.
On the national stage in front of these
billion-dollar
investors. Like,
crazy.
How amazing and how blessed are we to be standing on this carpet right now?
Yeah. I will tell you, they had us, you know, kind of like warm up before we walked down and stuff. And they said, okay, like, get behind the doors and get ready because any second now we're going to open up the doors and it's like game mode. Like, you guys are going to walk down. We're filming you. You're going to walk on the carpet. We're going to start it. And we were waiting behind the doors and I looked at Kate and I was like, Kate, I forgot my pitch. And this was like seconds before we were going on.
We've been
on.
Like practicing our pitch like
months,
every single
six
day.
6 months.
Like as soon as we wake up in the morning, every time we're in the car, we're like just saying our pitch over and over and over again to just memorize it, have it just muscle memory and everything. And so Jeremy, right before we go out, is like, I forgot our pitch. And I'm like, this is not the right time to forget the pitch. Like, we're about to walk out in front of
but
the sharks.
But I really did. I could not think of it. It was like this stage fright moment, you know, that should never happen, especially in a position like that. And
so he tells me this. He's like, I forgot our pitch. And I immediately just, like, said a prayer. And I was like, Heavenly Father, please help us remember our pitch that we're going to do really well. And that was it. Amen. And then as soon as we said amen, then
the doors open.
We're like, okay, go. They opened the doors and we just held hands and walked down and just had to like have this confidence, kind of fake it till you make it kind of attitude, I guess. Just so we were like, we're going to kill it.
And it was the best pitch. You'll have to see it on 17th. But yeah. I did. Yeah, I can say I didn't forget it.
Yes.
Yeah, that worked out. But yeah, crazy out-of-body experience Shark Tank was.
I can't even imagine, like, as you guys were telling the story, I just hear, like, the Shark Tank song in my head, like, the intimidating, like, so scary.
Yeah.
But obviously, you guys got through it. You're here smiling, so obviously something good happened, I hope.
Can't say.
I just know
that the experience itself was so fun.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
It was just...
And just being there and being in front of there and being able to represent our brand... is probably why we're smiling, is because we're just so excited at the fact that we had that opportunity to go there and to be there, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. And then finding out that our episode was going to air was also just a huge accomplishment in general as well, because a lot of businesses go on and they'll pitch in front of the sharks, but they might not get chosen to air. And so we just felt so blessed that we were chosen to even... go there to LA to pitch, but then now to air and have our business be shown to millions of people across the United States is crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. I mean, it's surreal that like just small town people, Kate's from Star Valley, Wyoming. My family's from St. Anthony, Idaho. Like we're essentially nobodies, you know, to like the Hollywood scheme of things and reality TV and all that stuff. And here we were and we applied and all of a sudden we ended up on the carpet and we were there pitching our business in front of some of the most famous influential business people in the world. And so I think it goes to show that you never know, even if you feel like you're like this tiny ant in a massive world of billions of other ants, you can go to the top and you can have a chance to do anything you want.
Yeah. I think also like part of our journey, we kind of manifested a lot of
totally.
Like accomplishments and stuff that we wanted to achieve. Even from when we were in a trailer, we imagined ourselves as this huge brand when in the grand scheme of things, we were actually just this tiny trailer in Rexburg, Idaho,
right.
One location. Like
no one took us seriously.
Yeah, nobody really like knew who we were. But in our minds, we were this big brand. And so we treated ourselves that way through like our professionality on social media and our branding and everything. And so then... just when we applied to Shark Tank, we kind of had this manifestation attitude as well of, okay, we applied and this is what's going to happen. And we, like, even before finding out that we were chosen to go pitch, we were, like, planning our watch party as if, like, it already aired or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, so when we air, this is what we're going to do at our watch party, da-da-da-da.
It's going to be at our headquarters. And hundreds of people are going to come.
Yeah, we're going to have this big headquarter building and... now it's crazy to like look back at that, and we are in a headquarter building now, which when we first applied, that wasn't even in the works at all.
No.
And now we are planning our watch party. Like, it's just crazy that we were able to like manifest those steps of what we wanted to do and just envisioned ourselves where we wanted to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next for Crispy Cones? What's your next step in growing your business?
Well, we are excited for our episode to air. Producers, they were telling us that roughly 5 to 10 million people will see it. We could receive upwards to 20,000 franchise applications. We're a franchising company now, so we franchise our model, our concept. Since Shark Tank, though, we have sold 11 franchise stores. So even when we went on Shark Tank, we hadn't sold a single franchise store. It was just our two operating stores and the sales for those. Now that we've come home and we've worked with other people and we've signed them on, so we've sold 11 stores, and the vision for our company is to have 45 operating stores by the end of 2024. So the end of next year, we'll have 45 operating stores. That's the goal. So this year it's basically taking the applications we're going to get from Shark Tank and, be extremely picky, which we've already been super picky, but taking those applications and growing our company. One thing that kind of stands us out is we'll never hire like a franchise salesman. You know, we'll never have someone go out and try to convince people to franchise. That's not our model. Our whole model is we want people to come to us who want to be partners with us and to franchise the model. And we don't want to like convince people to get into the business, you know, or else they won't love it. And so our whole part now is hiring teams. We have a CFO now who is my brother-in-law. It's her brother. And I've hired an onboarding team and training team and TikTok team. And so we're just kind of growing our headquarter corporate team currently and helping our current franchisees as they start to open this summer. So that's what's next for Crispy Cones, is helping our franchisees open this summer and signing more people on. So
yeah. Some exciting stuff ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
And what would be your piece of advice to a young entrepreneur, maybe not even young, anyone that just wants to start a business that they're passionate about, but it's obviously there's a risk factor to it. What advice would you give to them to push them forward to pursue their dreams and to start a business?
I will say, I think Kate should answer this question, but I will say it's never too late, because Kris Jenner was 57 when she started marketing her daughters and growing their businesses. 57 years old, you're like getting ready to retire at that point. That's kind of how our culture sees it. Kris Jenner started at 57 and now she's a multi-billionaire. Love them or hate them, whatever. I don't care what you think about the Kardashians, but she was 57, so it's never too late. But I think Kate should mainly answer this question.
Yeah, I would just say to take the risk, because where we are now wouldn't have happened if we didn't take the risk and take each step of applying for Shark Tank or selling our trailer or building our headquarters. Each step was a risk, but without that risk, we would never make it to where we are. And kind of back to what I said about manifesting, just picturing yourself where you want to be. And as an entrepreneur, it's hard to get there because there's so many roadblocks that'll come your way and it's not going to be easy. But as you're manifesting and kind of just have this goal of, okay, this is where I want to be. I understand that I'm like clear down here right now and I have a long ways to go. But when you have that goal and that vision in mind, it makes it easier to work towards, and something that you're passionate about, it's easier to just try to get yourself to where you envision yourself.
Yeah. And I would agree. I would also say that if you are going into business to copy someone else's model or an idea, if you're like, oh my gosh, like they must make so much money, their lines are out the door, I want to do the same thing, you're going in the business for the wrong reason. Whereas if you want to be an entrepreneur and you see a gap in a market and you say, oh my gosh, I can be original at this product, or I can be original with this concept, then go for it and like work your butt off and push your business hard, even when no one believes in you. Like in 2018, when I brought this concept to the United States and was perfecting the recipe, the worst part about being an entrepreneur at that time was how lonely I got. And my mental health like just tanked, and I had to see therapists and stuff. And it was super, super hard. But to triumph over that and to get past that cloud that kind of surrounded my life at that time was one of the best things I've ever done. And I'm so glad it didn't like get to me, you know? I, one, knew I had an original idea. I was bringing it to the United States. I wanted to perfect it. I wanted to Americanize it. Nobody was doing this, right? It wasn't a cookie shop. It wasn't a soda shop. It wasn't just what everyone's doing. It was totally unique and different. So I knew that I could be successful and I was going to make it successful. And number two, I had the work ethic. And so if you don't have the work ethic or the drive, you need to figure that out before you start your business, because that is the most important thing ever, is making sure you have work ethic in your business in order for you to drive it.
I would also add, don't compare yourself to where other people are that have spent years working to get to where they are. Especially when you're starting from ground zero, it's so hard. And seeing where other people are, where they have taken the steps and worked so hard to get there, don't compare your ground zero to someone's level 100.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for, well, those words of advice were great. And also for sharing your story about Crispy Cones with me. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys on Shark Tank in a few days.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.